A reported shift in Russian strategy. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A senior U.S. defense official says Russian troops appear to be backing off their ground assault on the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. And two Russian generals say they are concentrating instead on the Donbass region to the east.
That would be hugely significant if it happens, but we should caution. Vladimir Putin himself is the only person truly calling the shots. And while there may be a desire to focus on the east, one chemical weapons attack, one tactical nuclear weapons strike could yet change everything.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. President Biden announcing Friday that he and the president of the European Commission have sketched out a plan to reduce Europe's dependence on Russian energy supplies.
Eliminating Russian gas will have costs for Europe. But it's not only the right thing to do from a moral standpoint. It's going to put us on a much stronger strategic footing.
Today, President Biden delivers a speech which the White House says will focus on the united efforts of the free world to support the people of Ukraine, hold Russia accountable for its brutal war, and defend a future that is rooted in democratic principles. Ukraine's President Zelensky has addressed the Doha Forum in Qatar remotely, asking Middle Eastern countries to increase their energy output so that Russia cannot use its oil and gas to blackmail other countries. The Supreme Court has, at least temporarily, declined to block the Pentagon from refusing to deploy U.S. service members who've not been vaccinated against the coronavirus for religious reasons. But the lawsuit filed by several Navy SEALs will continue. A police officer has been killed in the line of duty in Everett, Washington. Officer Dan Rocha was shot multiple times while scuffling with a man in the parking lot of a Starbucks. The suspect captured after crashing his car while trying to flee. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Speaking out, the father of a 14-year-old boy who plunged to his death from an amusement park's slingshot ride Thursday night in Orlando.
It went out, so he was panicked.
Yornell Sampson says his 14-year-old son Tyree was on the freefall ride with two of his best friends.
When the ride took off, that's when he was feeling uncomfortable. He was like, this thing is moving. You know what I'm saying? He was like, what's going on? That's when he started freaking out.
He says his son is 6'5 and 340 pounds. He says they should have stopped the ride and wants answers.
This should never happen to nobody else's child. Ever again. And if I have something to do with it, I never will.
Yornell says Tyree had an amazing future in football and had hopes of playing in the NFL.
Valerie Boyd, Fox 35 in Orlando. Miami earlier this week issuing a curfew after spring break violence. Then a ban on nighttime alcohol sales. Now nature is putting a damper on the fun at the beach. Man-o-wars, which are jellyfish-like creatures, have been washing up on the beach, leaving some with painful stings that can last for days. A classified Pentagon report about UFO sightings has been published, with lots of things left out.
Exactly 9 months after the Pentagon released a largely unremarkable public report on UFOs, now called Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or UAP, the classified version has been made public. The classified version is what lawmakers were presented with in June of last year and notes that a handful of UAP demonstrate advanced technology. The report outlines ways to categorize the 144 strange sightings reported by military members between 2004 and 21, such as airborne clutter, industry developmental programs, and also foreign adversary systems. A significant addition within the classified documents were diagrams of the most common and uncommon UAP shapes. But those images were blacked out entirely. In Washington, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.